Listening Library presents Permaid's Fantastic Adventures 1 through 4 by Sudipta Barhan Qualin, including The Scaredy Cat, The Catfish Club, Seasick Seahorse, and Search for the Myrmicorn. Permaid's Number 1, The Scaredy Cat. Read for you by Holly Linneman.
To Rachel, who always helps me create beautiful things from interesting combinations. 1. It was a positively beautiful morning in Kittentail Cove. Coral was very excited. After waiting all summer, it was finally the first day of sea school. Coral carefully brushed her orange fur. She chose a sparkly headband to wear. Then she snapped a bracelet on her paw. It was her favorite because of the golden seashell charm. It matched the ones Angel and Shelly had. Angel, Shelly, and Coral had been friends forever. They met when they were tiny kittens. On the outside, they looked very different. They often had different ideas about what to do, where to go, and how much trouble they should get into. But somehow, their differences made them perfect partners. Coral couldn't imagine being without Angel and Shelly. In fact, one of her favorite things about school was that she got to be with her best friends all day. Coral grabbed her bag and went to the door.
"Bye, Papa. Bye, Mama," she called. "See you later."
"Good luck, Coral," Papa answered. "Don't forget that you, Angel, and Shelly are coming here after school."
"I know, Papa,"
Coral replied. With a wave goodbye, she swam off. She was meeting Angel and Shelly in Leandra's Square, under the statue of Leandra, the founder of Kittentail Cove. Permaids lived in every part of every ocean. They had towns in coves, reefs, and anywhere else that was beautiful and peaceful. Kittentail Cove was the best permaid town in the world. At least, Coral thought so.
"I hope Angel and Shelly are there already," Coral purred.
Shelly was usually on time, but Angel often ran late. The sooner they met up, the sooner they'd get to school to meet their new teacher. Coral was excited to see who it would be. Besides, the first day of school was a terrible time to be late. As she swam toward the statue, Coral saw Shelly. Even from far away, Shelly looked lovely. Every strand of her white fur was perfectly in place. She had a small starfish clip near her ear, and the golden seashell charm on her bracelet glittered.
"Shelly," Coral called. "Have you seen Angel?"
Shelly looked up and waved to Coral. She started to say,
"No, I haven't."
"I'm right here,"
someone shouted. It was Angel. Coral spun around to face her friend. Like Coral and Shelly, Angel was dressed up for the first day of school. She was wearing a necklace of red starfish. The red looked beautiful against her black and white fur. And just like her best friends, Angel wore her golden seashell bracelet.
"What are you two waiting for?"
Angel asked as she swam past her friends.
"We have to swim to school."
Coral bit back a smile.
"You were late, and now you're telling us to hurry?"
Shelly laughed.
"We'd better catch up. We don't want to miss the bell."
When the girls arrived at sea school, Angel groaned.
"Coral, we're early. No one else is even here yet."
Coral giggled.
"It's better to be early than late."
"But I could have slept longer,"
Angel whined.
Shelly patted Angel's paw. "Since we're here, let's find our classroom," she suggested.
Angel scowled for a moment, but then she nodded.
"Room C7, right?"
she asked.
"No, silly," Coral laughed. "That was our classroom last year."
"We're in EL 12 this year," Shelly added.
They made their way toward EL 12. There was a permaid inside the classroom when they arrived. She didn't look like most of the permaids in town. Her long fur was dyed every color of the rainbow. She wore three earrings on her left ear and four on her right. Even her tail was decorated with shiny rings.
"Is that our teacher?" Angel whispered.
"I think so," Coral answered.
I've never seen a teacher who looks like that, Shelley said. She's so cool.
Let's go meet her, Angel suggested. The girls swam into the classroom. The colorful mermaid had her back to the door, but she spun around as the girls entered.
I thought I heard some curious little kittens, she said. You're here early. You must love school.
We do, said all three friends at once.
Their teacher grinned. I'm glad to hear that. I'm Miss Harbor, and today is my first day, too.
I'm Coral, said Coral, and these are my friends, Angel and Shelley.
It's lovely to meet you all, Miss Harbor purred. The bell rang, so the mermaids swam to their clamshell seats. Miss Harbor welcomed more students into the classroom. Then she swam to her giant scallop shell teacher's chair.
Let's begin, class, she said.
There was so much to do on the first day of school that Coral lost track of time. She was surprised when Miss Harbor announced,
Our first day is almost over,
but I have some homework for you tonight.
All the students groaned.
Homework, Angel said. Already?
Miss Harbor held up her paws for silence.
This homework isn't hard, I promise. In fact, you might enjoy it.
She floated to the middle of the classroom.
I want to tell you something about me. I love curiosity. Curious mermaids are not afraid to learn. That's how you find the most interesting things in the ocean.
Coral nodded. She loved exploring the ocean, too. As long as the exploring part wasn't too scary.
I am very excited to be your teacher this year, Ms. Harbor continued. We are going to have a fantastic time learning from each other and making waves in Kittentail Cove. To start our year, I'd like each of you to bring something special to class tomorrow.
What do you mean by special? Angel asked.
It can be anything you want, Ms. Harbor laughed. Your favorite shell, a beautiful pearl, a pet seahorse.
Whatever will show me how you see life's beauty. Help me learn about you.
2. Coral always felt like she had to swim twice as fast to keep up with Angel and Shelley. But on the way home from school, it was a lot harder than usual. Angel zipped through the streets toward Coral's house so quickly that even Shelley fell behind.
Slow down, Angel,
Shelley shouted. But Angel didn't stop.
Don't even try, Coral said. Angel is excited about something, and when she's excited, nothing makes her slow down.
What do you think is going on? Shelley asked. Coral shrugged.
I don't know, but I bet it has to do with our homework.
Angel didn't wait for Coral to finish hugging Mama before she asked a question.
What are you two going to do about the homework assignment?
Hello to you too, Angel, Mama said.
Angel mumbled,
Hello, Mrs. Marsh.
Mama smiled.
The first day of school must have gone really well if you are this excited about homework.
It did,
the friends answered at the same time. I'm glad, Mama said. Have fun doing your homework. Coral kissed Mama's cheek. Then she waved for her friends to follow her to her bedroom.
This is what I'm going to bring, she announced.
She held up a pink pointy turret shell.
This one is my favorite.
It's beautiful, Shelley cooed.
How about you?
Coral asked. Shelley scratched her head.
I'm not sure. Maybe my red sea glass necklace?
Coral grinned.
I've never seen anyone else with sea glass that color. I think that would be perfect.
Angel frowned.
We can't just bring in seashells and sea glass, she moaned. We need something better.
Coral and Shelley looked at each other.
Like what, Angel?
Coral asked.
I don't know, but it has to be really different and special, Angel replied.
What if we look around Leandra's square today? Shelley suggested.
We could each find something new.
That's a great idea, Coral agreed.
No, it's not, Angel cried. Remember what Miss Harbor said about curiosity and about finding the most interesting things in the ocean?
Her friends nodded.
We aren't going to find anything amazing in Leandra's square, Angel continued. We want things that the other mermaids won't be able to find. We have to look somewhere no one else will think to look.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?